A welcoming ceremony decked out in red for the two leaders meeting in Caracas. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin on his first visit to the South American country and his host, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. They talked about cooperation on a satellite launch site to begin Venezuela's space program, a joint venture on oil exploration in eastern Venezuela, and a nuclear power plant.
El tema de la energía nuclear.
We have talked about nuclear energy, and we're ready to start drawing up the first plan of a nuclear power plant, obviously with peaceful aims.
One questions why nuclear? Long-term investment, very expensive.
Peter DeShazo questions the details. He's the director of the Americas program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
There's not a whole lot of transparency in all of this, so it's pretty hard to determine really how much money is being spent, has been spent, is to be spent, what the details of all of these agreements really are. None of this is all that clear.
In the past 5 years, Venezuela has purchased $4 billion of Russian arms, including fighter jets, Mi-17 helicopters, and 100,000 Kalashnikov rifles. The Russian Prime Minister said after this trip, Venezuela will buy $5 billion more in Russian weaponry. The United States wants to know why. State Department Assistant Secretary P.J. Crowley.
We're hard-pressed to see what legitimate defense needs Venezuela has for this equipment.
Michael Schifter is president of a Washington foreign policy group. He says the world should be concerned about Venezuelans' motives for all that firepower.
It has sort of a belligerent quality to it, and that could lead to, reckless conduct that could lead to some serious consequences. So it's something that I think is a problem.
Mr. Chavez says the purchases are to counter U.S. influence in South America, specifically in Colombia. But the Russian motivation is a bit different. Experts, including Mr. Putin himself, say it's strictly a commercial venture, and Russia is filling a void.
If the United States does not want to sell its military equipment to other countries, and in particular Venezuela, well, it's difficult for him to hear, but it's good for us. And long may it continue. As we say in Russia, there's always someone to fill a vacancy.
Some think Russia also wants to prove its strength, especially in America's backyard, Latin America. But the promises of more arms and agreements for space programs, oil, and nuclear power come at a time when both Russia and Venezuela face monumental internal problems.
There's no electricity and no water. For the people that Chavez represents, the poorest people are suffering. I think it's very hard to take seriously that pledge that he's going to move in that direction.
Meantime, the two men are seriously reinforcing their relationship. Mr. Chavez ended their Caracas meeting by giving Mr. Putin the Simon Bolivar sword, the symbol of Venezuela's independence. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.